This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. Jamaat al-Muslimin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Surah al-Tahrim, verse number 6. Allah, this one especially for us brothers, starting with myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Surah al-Tahrim, verse number 6. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Tahrim, verse number 6. Now I've said it 3 times now, so we don't forget. We go home tonight and we look up Surah Al-Tahrim, verse number 6. As a reminder, brothers, husbands, fathers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, those of you who believe. So if we claim to be true believers, we better be listening up. Qu. Qu, what does that sound like? Not Qu with a K, that's the baked beans, you know, the Qu. Qu bil qaf. Also coming from the word wiqaya, where we get the word taqwa. And what did we say? What is the origin of taqwa? Wiqaya is a shield. So literally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is making a fa'al amr, an imperative verb. Qu, shield, anfusakum, yourselves, wa ahlikum, and your wives, and if you have your children. Because ahl can mean wives. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, khayrukum li ahli, wa ana khayrukum li ahli. The best of you are those who are best to their wives. And I am the best to my wives. So ahl can mean wives, but it can also mean wives and children. So if you have children, they are included. Oh, those of you who believe, qu, shield yourselves and your wives, and if you have your children, from the fire. Shield them from the fire. Now what does this mean? It means shielding ourselves from all those deeds, starting with myself, as the father, as the husband, or let me say as, because we first become husbands, then we become fathers. So as a husband and as a father, I need to first shield myself, exactly what fasting is doing for me. وَالصَّوْمُ جُنَّةٌ يَسْتَجِنُّ بِهَا الْعَبْدُ مِنَ النَّارِ. That's what our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said, fasting is a shield with which the servant shields themselves from the fire. Meaning fasting, which helps us to build the shield of taqwa, will make us more conscious and mindful of Allah in our daily lives, thereby shielding us from those actions and from that behavior and characteristics that would lead us to the fire. So that's ultimately what it means. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Shield yourselves, first you, as the men, as the husbands and the fathers. You make sure that you are implementing the laws and commands of Allah firstly into your life. You make sure that you are first staying away from haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates it when a person does haram and then they tell others not to do it. Like the saying, do as I say, don't do as I do. Ma'ad Allah. Allah hates that. In fact, there are 3 verses in the Holy Quran. It comes a story about Al-Imam Junayd al-Baghdadi, rahimullah ta'ala, one of the great imams of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, great scholars of Islam. Imam Junayd, his ustad sent to him, Ya Junayd, idhhab ila al-masjidi wa'idh al-nas. He said, oh, Junayd, go to the masjid and admonish the people. So he said, Ya Ustadi, inni akhafu an aqa'a fi thalatha ayat min ayatillah. He says, oh, my teacher, I fear to fall into the category of 3 verses of the Holy Quran. So the teacher asked him, wama hiya ya Junayd? What are these 3 verses, oh, Junayd? He said, number 1, qawluhu ta'ala, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, those of you who believe, Why do you say what you don't do? Indeed, Allah becomes most angry when you say what you don't do. Number two, التي جاءت على لسان شعيب, the verse that was revealed on the tongue of Nabi Shu'aib. In other words, Allah narrates in the Quran the story of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, when he said to his people, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْ. What did Shu'aib say to his people alayhi salam, the great prophet of Allah? He said, I do not want to contradict myself as to that which I'm prohibiting you from. So I don't want to tell you not to do something, and then I'm doing it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And then number three, he said, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى أَتَأْمُرُنَّ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. I was listening to the tafsir of this ayah by Sheikh Muhammad Mutawalli Sha'rawi. First of all, what does the verse mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Bani Israel. Do you enjoin people to do righteousness? وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسُكُمْ, and you forget yourselves. So you're telling the children, you mustn't smoke. مَا يِتْرِكِ خُرُوْتَ سْكَيْفَا بَيْتَكَمْ. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ, you are telling the people to do righteousness. وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسُكُمْ, but you forget yourselves. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ, while you are reading the book, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. He says, the reason for the Hamzatul Istifham, which is the alif indicating istifham, the asking of a question, and the fa'u ta'qib, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, in between that, it means, أَجُنِنْتُمْ فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Have you gone insane that you have no sense? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares a person that enjoins righteousness, that tells people to do good, that tells people to stay away from wrong, but they themselves don't do the good and do the wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares that to an insane person. May Allah not make us of them. Ameen. So, brothers, husbands, fathers, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah is speaking directly to us. Save yourselves. We have to be mindful of Allah first. We have to make sure we are implementing the laws of Allah firstly into our lives, in order that we can be a practical example for our wives and our children to follow. Like Taqiyuddin al-Hasan al-Basri, Allah, the great tabi'i, who was in Basra at the time. And the slaves of Basra came to him and said to him, Ya Taqiyuddin, asa'a as-sadatu mu'amalatana fahutha an-nasa ala... فَحُثَّ النَّاسَ عَلَى عِتْقِ الْعَبِيدِ. He said, they said to him, O Taqiyuddin, our masters have mistreated us. So tell the people to free their slaves. In other words, give a nice khutbah that will inspire them so much that they will go out and they will free all of us. Why? Because, you know, they are oppressing us. We are suffering under them. So Taqiyuddin, he did nothing. In fact, in the one narration of the story, فَمَضَ عَلَى على الشيخ جمعة وجمعة ولم يصعد المنبر ولم يتكلم في هذا الموضوع. So one Jum'ah went past, another Jum'ah went past, and he never got on the minbar. In another narration of the story, a whole year went past, and he never got on the minbar, and he never spoke about the topic of the freeing of slaves. وفجأة ظهر وحث الناس على إتق العبيد. And one day suddenly he mounted the minbar and he told the people, gave them a beautiful khutbah about the freeing of slaves. فَمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ سَمِيَ خِطَابَهُ إِلَّا أَعْتَقَ عَبْدًا. And there wasn't a single person that listened to that khutbah, except they went out afterwards. If they were a slave owner, they went out afterwards and they freed their slaves. فَجَاءَتْ إِلَيْهِ الْعَبِيدِ. And so the slaves came back to him and they said to him, يَا تَقِيَّ الدِّينِ مَا جِئْنَكَ شَاكِرِينَ. We haven't come to thank you. وَإِنَّمَا مُعَاتِبِينَ. We've come to rebuke you. لِمَا تَأَخَرْتَ عَنَّا أُسْبُعَيْنَ. In the one narration of the story, why did you wait 2 weeks, prolonging our suffering? In the other narration, why did you wait a whole year, prolonging our suffering? So he shyly lowered his head and he said, لَمْ يَكُنْ عِنْدِي مَالٌ أَشْتِرِ بِهِ عَبْدًا. He said, when you came to me, I didn't have enough money to buy a slave. فَلَمَّا رَزَقَنِ اللَّهُ مَالًا اشْتَرَيْتُ عَبْدًا ثُمَّ أَعْتَقْتُهُ. But when Allah gave me enough money, when I gathered enough money, I went out and I bought a slave and I immediately freed him. فَلَمَّا بَدَأْتُ بِنَفْسِي وَدَعُوتُ غَيْرِي. And so when I started with myself, and then I called others, خَرَجَ الْكَلَامُ مِنَ الْقَلْبِ, that which I said came out of my heart. فَوَصَلَ إِلَى الْقَلْبِ, and it went into the heart. وَأَتَيْتُ بِالثَّمَرَاتِ الْمَرْجُوءَ, and I got the desired effect that I was looking for. هَذِهِ الْقُدْوَ الْعَمَلِيَّةِ, this is leadership by practical example. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding in this verse. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Save yourselves and your wives and your children from the fire, its fuel is men and stones. Who's responsible that there should be salah made in the house? It is us, the husband, the father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, command your family to make salah and persevere in that. Don't say, niggas no mukhaprat, khalas. You know? I mean, would a father ever think, even in his mind, would he think, would they say that? Ma'ad Allah. Because leaving them, not persevering in establishing prayer for them in the home, that is basically what we are saying. You can go to the fire. You know, I'm not bothered with you anymore. I've tried. No. Wastabir alayha. In fact, even as a khatrotis, even if they are married and they have children and they're living elsewhere, ask them, how's your salah? How's your iman? You know, are you staying away from haram? And don't indulge in riba. You know, don't indulge in things which will bring upon you the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, command your family to pray. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and persevere in that. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقْ لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We don't ask sustenance from you. Now what has that got to do with that? Please tell me. What has you busying yourself, persevering in establishing prayer for your family in your home, got to do with sustenance? Because Allah is basically telling us, that's not your department. Your department is to worship me and make sure that those whom you are responsible for also worship me. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِي. Is in the hadith of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All of you are shepherds and all of you are going to be questioned about your flock. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We don't ask. Rizq, that is not on your, that's on Allah's proverbial shoulders. Allah's taken it upon Himself. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the spirit kind or mankind except for the purpose of worship. That's the only thing that we have to be concerned with. Yes, we go out every day in search of our lawful sustenance, but whatever has been written for us, we will get it. And whatever has not been written for us, nobody can give it to us. So that's not our concern. That's not where our worry should be. Our worry should be about our worship, the thing for which we've been created. وَمَا خَلَقَتِ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ الرِّزْقَ. Allah says, I don't want sustenance from them. For themselves. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. Nor do I want them to sustain themselves. On one particular day or on any particular day. And then Allah confirms it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed Allah, He is the one and only sustainer with great might and power. So sustenance, rizq is the last thing we should be worrying about. Make the effort, yes. Go search for your lawful sustenance. Go work hard. Go and sweat. But don't worry about your rizq. Worry about your ibadah, the thing for which we have been created. لا نسألك رزقا. وأمر أهلك بالصلاة. Enjoin upon your family to pray. واصطبر عليها. Persevere in that. لا نسألك رزقا. We don't ask you for sustenance. نحن نرزقك. We will sustain you. والعاقبة للتقوى. And the final victory, the final ultimate success will be for the people of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the muttaqeen in this month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, so that when He calls out, Aina al-muttaqoon? Where are those who have shielded themselves from my displeasure? We can all put our hands up and say, Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.